All right, LA, appreciate you guys tuning in. We'll go till 9 o'clock tonight. Got a great show lined up. We'll talk about the... I don't know what it is. Is this a headache of what's going on in baseball? Is it fascinating and interesting to kind of get into this and hear from all these different players, hear from LeBron James tweeting out, putting out a message on the cheating scandal that's going on in baseball right now? So we'll make sure to get into that. 7:30, Kirk Morrison. We'll talk some NFL and we'll talk some NBA with Kirk. So looking forward to doing that. And as always, as much Los Angeles Lakers basketball as LA wants, we will deliver. Let's start with baseball because, you know, I think the commissioner is in a very, very interesting spot here. Rob Manfred, who pretty much runs baseball. I mean, I know the owners are there. There's 30 MLB teams. He's representing the owners. But everything that comes out of his mouth is very important, especially at a time like this for baseball. There are certain reasons why games are played. There's certain competition that goes to sports, or maybe it's just the city that you're representing on your jersey, whatever the case is. You get attached to players. But it all comes down to one thing. It's winning the chip, right? I mean, that's the conversation we have in here. We have here in Los Angeles so many times. It's, all right, can the Lakers get number 17? The Dodgers have had a couple opportunities over these last few years to get their first World Series since 1988. Rob Manfred came out a little bit earlier today and apologized for calling the trophy a piece of metal. First of all, thank God he came out and apologized to that. And I actually, to kind of own up to that, I think that is something that's important because you can make mistakes in life. And I think Manfred has made a number of mistakes over these last couple of weeks dealing with this Houston Astros fiasco and their cheating scandal that very potentially took a World Series away from the Dodgers. Or I'm sure on the East Coast, the New York Yankees feel like, man, we should have been playing the Dodgers in the World Series. So it's very, very important to listen to every word Manfred has on this specific moment for the league right now. Because as he is the head of baseball, and as there is a whirlwind of criticism coming to baseball, I like the fact that earlier today he apologized for doing something wrong and he tried to explain it. So if you haven't heard it yet, maybe you heard it with Mason and BK. BK was filling in for John Ireland. Here's a commissioner, Rob Manfred.
In an effort to make a rhetorical point, I referred to the World Series trophy in a disrespectful way. And I want to apologize for that. There's no excuse for it. I made a mistake. I was trying to make a point, but I should have made it in a more effective way. And again, I want to apologize for it.
All right. He made a mistake. Mistakes happen. Okay? And it's more important to own up to your mistakes than, you know, trying to brush them away and say, it is what it is. So he owned up to it. The reason why I think that's important is because he's made other mistakes along the way. And I feel like the reason why you have so many players speaking out and you have players from other sports like LeBron James, arguably the biggest name in sports today, speaking out. The reason why you have so many, there's displeasure with the way things are handled and nothing's really changed. So Manfred comes out and he apologizes for calling it a piece of metal. Okay, that was the right thing to do. Don't stop there. Don't stop with this one apology. Come back and try and correct the mistakes that you've made through this entire process. You guys remember me last week, we're doing the show, and I talked about how I don't want to hear any more complaints about the MLB and the commissioner. This is the Houston Astros' responsibility. It's up to the Astros to come back. Owner of the Astros, take back that World Series. We don't want it. We didn't earn it in 2017. It's up to Altuve. I won this MVP award in 2017. I didn't earn it. There's too many question marks around what we did and obviously cheating and having the signs and doing it electronically. Take this back. We don't want it. I don't want this MVP award. Well, I think it's very easy to kind of digest everything that's gone on over these last couple days. Astros ain't giving anything back. They're not. They actually, I feel like they're putting their foot down even further. And you got them, I think, making more excuses about 2017, or they're simply not talking about it. So if Manfred is going to apologize for calling it a piece of metal, what really Rob Manfred needs to do is come out and apologize for not taking away that 2017 trophy. For not taking away those pieces of metals that he's referring to or that he was referring to. Because if identifying the World Series trophy as just a piece of metal, then why do we even play the game? Why are fans even coming to the ballpark and paying those expensive tickets with the expensive parking for the expensive jerseys, the expensive concessions, the food and all that? What are we doing all this for then? Isn't everybody doing it for that piece of metal? And it's the same thing in the NBA. It's the same thing in the NFL. And if you want to look at the Olympics, it's called the gold medal, the bronze, the silver medal. There's much more, obviously, to it than it just being a piece of metal. It's very, very, it means everything to everybody. I always say Lakers are trying to win another chip. They're trying to get number 17. They're trying to get another banner up there at Staples Center. Okay, the literal meaning of a banner over trophy, that doesn't mean anything. It's what's behind that meaning. This is Manfred's chance to correct his mistakes. He just corrected one of his mistakes. Sorry for labeling it the way I did. That was disingenuous. But the real mistake that he has to correct, the real mistake that's the biggest issue by far, is that the Houston Astros are still the World Series champions in 2017. That's the biggest mistake. And I feel like, maybe I'm wrong on this, I feel like the fans are frustrated. A big part has to do with that, that you didn't take something away that they stole. I think a big reason why you're hearing from these big-time players in the league right now, and I'm talking about, think about it, literally, MVPs, players coming in from other sports that are chiming in, other owners, Mark Cuban had something to say about baseball. Everybody's coming in and voicing their opinion because they feel the commissioner has not done a good enough job in a situation where this leader represents the entire league. I think there's no scenario to play out where you can just kind of hope this thing just dies down and walks away. I don't think there's a scenario that plays out that way. I genuinely don't feel like there's that predicament or that situation. When I was on with Mace and BK, Mace proposed the idea of, okay, look, take away the World Series, take away the banner, take away the rings, and take away that MVP. I think that's exactly what has to happen. It has to happen from the commissioner. In my opinion, if everyone is so bothered by the way the commissioner has handled this predicament, this situation, and if everybody feels the same way, including your top-notch players that represent your league, if that's the right thing to do, then don't apologize about the trophy being a piece of metal. Don't apologize for the way you disrespected what everybody's playing for. What you need to apologize is making the mistake of not stripping away that World Series and take that World Series back. Take back those rings. That sounds like it's very meaningful to everybody. By the way, I don't know if the commissioner is in a position moving forward to keep his job. To be honest with you, if he doesn't make another drastic move, maybe this just isn't the right leader for Major League Baseball. I'll ask LA this question. Should the commissioner, Rob Manfred, lose his job over the way he's handled this cheating scandal? The phone number is 877-710-ESPN. We'll talk more about that. We'll take some of your guys' phone calls. Stay right here. This is the Sliwa Show on 710-ESPN. All right, what are you guys doing on Saturday night? I'll tell you what I'm doing. It's the most anticipated title fight in recent history as undefeated heavyweight champion Deontay Wilder takes on 29-0 Tyson Fury in a rematch that the world has been waiting for, live on pay-per-view Saturday, February 22nd, 9 p.m. Eastern. Order your fight, people. Order your fight. We'll continue on Rob Manfred. You know, I'm all for people making mistakes and apologizing and correcting their mistakes. I just feel like what Manfred, his apology towards trashing the piece of metal, the trophy that everybody plays for, I feel like him, you know, using that as, okay, this is an item that he obviously doesn't feel is important. It's important to the players. It's important to the fans. You know, I sit here, I'm having a conversation, and I know I'm very intrigued right now with what's going on with baseball, but for the wrong reasons. Like, you don't want to have conversations like this. Dodgers got as good of a chance as anybody to win the World Series this year. They just got Mookie Betts. David Price is going to be part of the rotation. He comes from the Red Sox as well. There's a lot to look forward to this year right here in Los Angeles for the Los Angeles Dodgers. But the conversation cannot be about anything else when you got your main guys, the Bellingers of the world, the Turners of the world. Manager Dave Roberts has gone on a few different platforms. He was on 710 ESPN yesterday with a morning show. You can't really talk around this. And it's not going to go anywhere tomorrow. I don't feel like it's going to go anywhere tomorrow. And I'm not saying that in life everything always gets corrected. I'm not saying that, you know, any mistake somebody makes, that it's going to get cleaned up. I know that. That's not realistic. But if you're running one of the most important sports in the world, MLB, it's as big as it gets. Yes, the NFL does certain numbers. Yes, the NBA, NHL, you got the Premier League in Europe. MLB is a very, very, very important sport right here in the States. And there are many of other countries that watch MLB baseball and are motivated by the sport. Baseball is their favorite sport. And it's got an incredible history, an incredible pastime. The person behind the wheel driving this thing right now, he's not driving it in the right direction. A lot of people are angry about the decisions that he's made. I put this out as a suggestion last week, and I'll put it out as a suggestion again this week. That title's gotta go. 2017 has to say nobody won it. And I don't want to say that this is, you know, the only way that I'd then feel comfortable with Manfred at the helm, with Manfred kind of controlling MLB again. But if that doesn't go, and he's not listening to his players, he's not listening to what MLB is telling him, and I'm talking about the fans and everybody else, then what are we doing? Maybe we got the wrong leader. I'm not going to always just go back and make comparisons to Commissioner Adam Silver, but you know how sometimes you hear players say, yeah, that's a player's coach, right? That coach understands it from a player's perspective. That happens a lot in coaching. And I feel like Adam Silver has that approach as a commissioner. I feel like he's a player's commissioner, and he listens to the players, and he really tries to get them involved in these big decisions. And, you know, we're coming off a weekend where we thought the All-Star game, for the first time in how long, we thought it was amazing. We thought the format in that fourth quarter was amazing. You know, they're trying new things. They're trying to get as much engagement with the players as possible, because if the players care and if the players respect the leadership in the NBA, they're going to respect Adam Silver, and then altogether, it's going to make for a better product. Fans will be happier, and we go from there. With baseball right now, you got everybody against you if you're Rob Manfred. Everybody's against you. And I feel like by taking away that World Series in 2017, I'm not going to say everything's okay, but I'd feel better. And I feel like the players would feel better, and I feel like the fans would feel better. It's a great step in the right direction. So I love that he apologized for something that he said that made zero sense to me and everybody else, and everybody else thought it was careless for him to say it's just a piece of metal. I like that he apologized for that. But don't stop there. There's other mistakes that you made. Clean up those mistakes as well. I asked the question, and I asked this question specifically to LA, should the commissioner lose his job for the way he's handled this cheating scandal? And I, by the way, you know, on a personal level, I think that's, you know, this is a big thing. When when things are going great, it's easy to drive. It's easy to lead. But it's when things aren't going well, that's when your true leadership comes to play. And if he's technically, right, the CEO of this company, of this business, he's not leading them in the right direction right now. He is not a popular vote right now. You know what happens to top CEOs when things aren't going good? They get canned. They get fired. Do you feel that Rob Manfred should be the commissioner of Major League Baseball right now, or do you feel like he's absolutely lost his league? 877-710-ESPN. Jack in L.A. Jack, what are your thoughts on this interesting fiasco that just continues to, it continues, to put a black eye on baseball for the time being? I know there's other things that have happened in the past.
First of all, thanks for taking my call. I'm a diehard Dodger fan, so obviously I think they should be stripped of, Astros should be stripped of the title. I think Manfred should be out. And I heard this story recently. I think it was 1946 when the Dodgers first went to Wrigley Field. The Cubs all took a vote about whether or not they would take the field because Jackie Robinson was on the team. And all the Cubs came together and said, no, they're not going to take the field. And then the commissioner called in and said, like, you know, you guys have to take the field. This will not fly. This is the future. This is how the game's going to change. And I thought, you know, Manfred said the other day, the reason why he didn't want to strip the title, things like that, were because of precedent. He said he's a big precedent guy, and if it hasn't been done before, he feels weird doing it before. But imagine if, I can't remember the full commissioner's name, but Happy something back in the 40s. Imagine if he had the same thoughts. Baseball would never have progressed forward beyond a segregated league, and things would never have changed. And it just shows the kind of leadership that Manfred has, that he cannot step up, does not, has no spine. It just, the whole thing feels like some...
You feel dirty.
Conspiracy.
You know, like you feel dirty, and that's what... I think, Jack, that's what stands out to me. If there was an argument right now where 50% of the people were saying, no, don't strip their title, whatever. If you were making a case, if you had a case to say don't strip it, then I would be like, okay, you know what? He can't please everybody. Everybody's on the other side. Like, how do you go against everybody and your players?
The thing to me, I'm just so surprised, you know, again, from a Dodgers perspective, why he seems to be defending the Astros so much. They're one of 29 teams, and they did something objectively wrong. Why does it seem like he is on
their
side?
That's a good point. By the way, that's a great point, Jack, and I appreciate you calling in. 877-710-ESPN if you guys want to be a part of the Sliwa show. It's a great point. Wait a minute. The Astros cheated. Why are you standing by side of the Astros? Why are you so concerned with the Astros? You got 29 other teams that don't feel good about this predicament. You got stars that make up your league, that put butts in those seats, that sell tickets, that sell TV packages. I mean, you got the... It doesn't get any bigger than Mike Trout and Bellinger and Aaron Judge. You got the stars of the stars saying they're not happy with your leadership. Listen to them. Those are the people you should be listening to. Don't listen to me. You should listen to your fans. Definitely listen to your fans. But listen to your stars. Let them kind of help steer this in the right direction. Because if you're doing what they feel is right, the narrative will help kind of change things. But so far to this point, if somebody wants to come in and try and tell me how Rob Manfred should keep his job as commissioner, or you have confidence in the direction this thing is going, please go ahead and make your case. More of your guys' phone calls. We come back. Stay right here. This is the Sliwa Show on 710 ESPN. Greg and Torrance, you're on the Sliwa Show. Go ahead, buddy.
Yeah. Hi. Thanks for taking my call.
Appreciate you calling in.
Yep. Can you hear me?
Yeah. Go ahead, bud.
Yeah. Thanks for taking my call. I don't know if I have a comment on Manfred being removed, but I would say that I think L.A. fans, and I've been in L.A. a long time, a Dodgers fan, I think L.A. fans lose credibility by arguing that Altuve should be stripped of the MVP. Because, I mean, if you look at the facts, if you look at his home and road splits, he had a much higher batting average on the road. I think he deserved the MVP, and to lump him in with the World Series decision and the decision on Manfred, I think you all lose credibility.
Well, Greg, I don't think this is a, you know, I don't feel like it's a Dodger question. I don't feel like it's an L.A. question. I think this is something that everybody feels. Look, Altuve, we know how good he is. We know how talented he is. But if the question mark in 2017 comes up to the Houston Astros cheating, my point is anything you won in 2017 shouldn't count, you know? And what do we know facts-wise to know what he was doing, how legit it was, and how if he cheated to do it? And just the mere fact that we're talking about the Astros, that's enough of a conversation. Aaron Judge didn't take out this congratulatory tweet to Jose Altuve. He didn't take that down today because he was bored or yesterday, whenever he did it. He took it down because he didn't feel like he earned it.
Well, why not take Barry Bonds' MVPs away from his steroid years?
Well, listen, if we want to talk PEDs and we want to get into everything else that I guess you could say is a black eye of baseball, you can have that conversation. You're more than welcome to have that conversation. Me personally, I'm looking at one team that just got caught for cheating to win the World Series. And the main player, arguably the best player on that team, is Jose Altuve. You know, Correa was trying to make an argument this weekend, and frankly, Correa looked stupid this weekend, going at Bellinger.
It's so dumb.
I mean, how stupid did he look? He's trying to make the argument that, you know, he doesn't have his facts straight. And
then what are the facts? Tell me the facts, Correa!
By the way, it's also this. This ain't a time for you to try and defend anybody on your squad. This is not the time to do that. You know, maybe there's a time and place. I don't know if a year from now will be a good idea, but why are you coming out trying to defend anybody? Your organization was blatantly cheating to win a chip. Don't come out and don't come out and call out other players in the league. It's a bad look. It makes Correa look stupid too.
Oh, completely. He was the one player who came out
where you're like, okay, he's right. Talking from the heart.
Yeah, mm-hmm. He's not reading a script. He didn't get thrown out there and basically, hey, hit these bullet points. You can tell when he was talking, he was genuine. And then he came out on Saturday and said all this stuff. And now you just look like a fool. You look more like a fool than the other guys.
Did you hear Mike Trout, when Trout came out and was saying, man, I think they were trying to make a reference to PEDs. And he was talking about how, if I knew if it was going to be an off-speed or a fastball, he joked around about how much fun it would be.
Oh, yeah.
Can you imagine if Mike Trout had that kind of an advantage? Like, it's such a stupid advantage.
He'd be hitting 400. How can anyone 60 home runs.
How can anyone make an argument? No, Altuve's good. Don't worry about that. But, you know, don't take away his MVP trophy. Like, I don't understand how you could make an argument. And people might say, okay, the splits and look how he did on the road. You don't trust the entire system after that.
No.
Nothing that these players, even them saying, okay, well, they didn't cheat. They cheated partially in 2018. They didn't cheat in 2019. Who's going to believe they didn't cheat in 2019?
No one.
Who's going to believe
that? At that point, you know, once you get branded as a cheater, for the most part, you're going to stay a cheater. No one's ever going
to
look at
away,
you differently.
To just think in your mind that you can somehow, oh, you know what, let me look past that. It's not going to happen.
No.
And if you didn't get caught in 2017 and you didn't get caught in 2018, what makes anybody else think, okay, in 2019, you know what, we're coming clean?
No, there's not. It had been working for them, and had Fires never came out and said anything, What is the motivation for them to stop?
Personally,
they just lost the World Series.
Personally, me, Jess, if Manfred doesn't come out and take away that 2017 title, and he doesn't take out everything that they won in 2017, and make sure he lets everybody know 2017 is a lost year for everybody. Nobody won. Everybody lost, right? And that's kind of the mentality of it, is baseball lost as a whole. If he doesn't do that, which I don't believe he's going to do it.
Same.
None of his leadership would tell me that this guy is going to own up to mistakes that he made or kind of distance himself from the Houston Astros. I think he's got to lose his job. I don't have confidence in him as a fan saying that this is the right commissioner to run the sport. And frankly, I don't think the players do either.
No, and you know what? If the season goes on, and this isn't going to go away, without a doubt. But if
it's not going to go away, too, because when teams play Astros they beam one of these players, and you know there was an over under yesterday, I think in Vegas, of how many?
I think it was like 88
or something like that. Yeah.
And this is the way you got to look at it too: is the how you're going to find every player that does that. The Astros, whoever is facing the Astros, if they're mad and they're frustrated, you think they're not going to stop because you're going to find them. And how are you going to stop?
I'm not a proponent of it. Like, I'm not, I don't want to see somebody get injured. I mean, here's the reality. I don't. Like, I don't want somebody to get physically injured. I'm not a fan of. I'm not a fan of the brawls. I'm not a fan of the fights. I'm not a fan of that from a personal perspective, right? It's going to happen in baseball.
Yo, without
like that,
a doubt.
That happens without cheating.
Yeah, it's you know, it goes back to that old school mentality, is that your pitcher has your team's back. Because if you do something to my teammate, I'm going to retaliate.
And something that doesn't typically happen in baseball, or I think in all the sports, sometimes there's this, you know, usually there's typically a unity between the players, a bond
Definitely.
Between the players. I mean, many of these top-notch players, and, you know, some of the smaller players, but I'm just talking about the top-notch players because they're the ones with the cameras in front of them. Everybody's really interested. Wow, did you hear what Mike Trout said? Wow, did you hear what Aaron Judge said? They've kind of drawn a line in the sand and said, yeah, we're on the opposite side. The players in Major League Baseball have blatantly said, we do not have respect for these players. We do not have respect for that ownership. We do not have respect for that commissioner. That's a line in the sand that I don't think I've really seen where, you know, if players try to have a bond together because they are players, they try to stick together. That's not the case here. This is the Houston Astros versus all 29 other teams.
Yeah, you know, you've seen, like, you know, players will go after, you know, let's just say Barry Bonds, but he was just one person. In this circumstance, it's a whole organization. And it's, you know, I kind of feel sorry for the players that are just in the organization that had absolutely zero to do with it.
They'll be okay.
They'll be okay,
right.
But, you know, they're always going to be, oh, he was with the Astros in that year.
Oh, no, you're saying if they were part of the organization in 2017?
Oh, without a doubt.
Yeah, they won't be okay.
Yeah, they won't be.
Everybody knows. I thought you meant somebody that maybe came in this year that wasn't a part of the Astros in the past.
They'll probably, in their heads, they're probably thinking, maybe I shouldn't have signed with this team. But I'm talking about the people under, you know, everyone there, the vendors at the stadium, the people who are in the minor league affiliates, you know, they've all gotten affected. So it's not just the major league team that got affected. It's the asterisk on the whole organization.
There will always be something. When you think of the Houston Astros, the first thing you're going to think of is, oh, that's the team that cheated.
Yeah.
All right, more of your guys' phone calls. Do you think the commissioner, Rob Manfred, should lose his job over his leadership, the way he's handling this cheating scandal? Phone number is 877-710-ESPN. My case is very simple. If you don't strip that championship and everything else that they won in 2017, I don't think you're the right leader for baseball. Steve in L.A., you're on 710-ESPN. Go ahead, Steve.
Yeah, hi, Alan. Thanks for taking my call. A couple things. Yeah, leadership, you know, sometimes you have to make tough decisions and stand up, and Manfred's shown he doesn't have a pair of onions. One thing, you're right, strip the 2017, but do like they do in college. Ban the Astros from postseason.
I'm with you. I'm with you.
2020, ban them for 1 year, and if they give you crap about it, ban them for 2 years. And that'll deter these guys. And it just came out today, Alan, that they did cheat and use the trash can method in the World Series. So strip the World Series, but ban them for the postseason. The commissioner has 30 days until the regular season starts. We are in preseason baseball. He needs to stand up and show that he has a pair of onions and ban them from postseason.
Appreciate you calling in. Never heard a pair of onions. Never heard of that one. All right?
Fantastic.
It's okay. You got to do whatever you got to do to get your point across. A couple more phone calls here. Dave in Huntington Beach. You're on 710 ESPN. Go ahead, Dave.
Hey, Alan, how are you?
Good, man. Thank you. Appreciate you calling in.
So my perspective is a little bit different. This whole thing's been unprecedented. So there's not a playbook for which Manfred to go look at and say, hey, this is what we have to do.
Mm-hmm.
But considering that these guys use performance-enhancing technology, why can't they just suspend them the same way they do when they take performance-enhancing drugs? The precedence is already set there. The 60-game ban when they're, you know, positive is, you know, makes perfect sense for me. Do I think he should lose his job? I don't. I think it's still salvageable, you know. And
Dave, if he does nothing, let's say he does nothing else, because that could happen, you know, where he could say, look, I already did my investigation. I'm good with what the discipline that I gave the team, the $5 million fine, losing some of these draft picks. If he does nothing else, you're still okay with his leadership and keeping the job?
No, no. And the only way that he can rectify the situation and actually get to keep his job, you know, with an unprecedented, you know, type of situation that baseball is currently in, is he has to set precedent.
Mm-hmm.
So precedent has to be set. I don't know if you ban, you know, Altuve for a year or for whatever, but I'm sure they know exactly how they cheated, how often they were cheating, and how much it really affected the games that they were actually playing in. And he can do it, and he should do it. But should he lose his job over it just yet? I don't think so.
If he doesn't, and Dave, if he doesn't, I'm going to try and squeeze in one more phone call. If he doesn't do anything, I think he's got to go. If he does nothing else, I think he's got to go. And if he's not going to do anything to the players, and I know there's a number of reasons why he doesn't want to do anything to the players, that chip has to go. That chip has to go. Don, City of Industry, go ahead, buddy. You got about a minute here. Go ahead, Don.
Well, yeah, thanks, Alan. Justin Turner hit a grand slam out of the park. He said everything that needed to be said. He said, hey, what if we Dodgers decide to cheat and Friedman loses his job and Roberts loses his job, but we can still call ourselves champions and we can keep our ring? No way. This was a crime against baseball, against every other owner in the league, against every other team in the league. Every player should file a grievance with the Players Association against the Astros because they all got wronged. You know, and there's no way this guy should be allowed to keep his job because he's already shown his true colors. He's got a yellow streak up his back. He's craven. And he doesn't have the character to be a leader because he's already, even if he does it now, it's too late. You already showed what you're all about. Who can you trust him after this?
Well, I'll say this, Don. I know what you're saying about it's too late. But for me, you know, I look at it this way. He came out and apologized today for calling the trophy a piece of metal, which was idiotic to say. Okay. By the way, especially when everybody's listening to every word you have to say, that's the way you describe the World Series. Let's just say he made that mistake and he corrected it. Okay, come out and correct this mistake. When people say it's unprecedented, that there's no book to go by, then you know what you should do? You should just do the right thing. That's all you got to do. You just got to figure out, okay, well, what's the right thing to do in this situation? He has not done that, and I think this is a big reason why nobody has faith in his leadership right now and nobody trusts him. And people are looking at baseball right now and saying, can I trust this league? 877-710-ESPN. More of your guys' phone calls. Stay right here. This is the Sliwa Show on 710-ESPN. All right, nothing better, in my opinion, than sitting here in front of a microphone talking sports and talking to L.A. All right, that's what I like doing, okay? I know other people probably have more exciting lives, but this is what I enjoy. This is what I enjoy doing, Jesse.
That's what you enjoy doing. Man of the people.
By the way, we got shows all week, so 6:30 to 9, the rest of the week. Friday will be regular Lakers programming.
Woo!
Lakers taking on the Memphis Grizzlies, and we're back. We're back with Los Angeles Lakers basketball for the final stretch of the season.
Championship run, here it comes.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. There's a few teams that got a chance at a chip. Lakers, obviously, definitely one of those teams. A lot of players are going to have to step up. Let me just say that. But we're not ready to talk Lakers basketball. Let's stay on this Rob Manfred, the conversation about the commissioner, the conversation about how he's handled things, the conversation about what he can do moving forward to, in my opinion, save his job. Do I think that he's going to be let go or be told by MLB that, listen, you're not the right leader? I don't know what's going to happen, but I will say that I don't really remember. I know Goodell was in a ton of heat a couple years back, but this is a little bit different. The reason why it's different is the Players Association is so powerful in baseball, not like the Players Association in the NFL. Owners run the league for the NFL. Players run the league for Major League Baseball. So that is definitely a different type of predicament. I have an idea of what I believe is the right thing to do. Rob Manfred has obviously not done anything further than the investigation where a couple draft picks are going away. And I'm not saying that's not a big deal. It's a big deal moving forward for the Astros. But what about 2017? You can't just walk away when these guys won an NBA MLB championship, a World Series, and they did it going seven games against the Yankees. They did it going seven games against the Los Angeles Dodgers. Don't tell me they wouldn't. They still would have won the World Series without cheating. The cheating got them the chip. All right. Let's go to Larry in Temecula. Larry, you're on 710 ESPN. Go ahead, buddy.
Hi, how are you tonight?
Good, man. Thanks for calling.
Got a couple of comments, one on Jim Crane and one on Manfred. Jim Crane, what a moron.
Moron is right.
Does he think we're all stupid, or is he that stupid, and he knows nothing about baseball? I mean, his comment about it had no impact on the outcome of the game.
I think he's that cocky. I think he's that cocky. That's what I think it is, which makes me even more upset when I heard his comments, you know, obviously from last week.
And without saying it, I think Mike Trout, his comment was directed right at Jim Crane.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, clearly, because anybody who knows anything about baseball knows that if the hitter knows what's coming, all of a sudden the pitcher's advantage is gone. But anyways, as far as Rob Manfred goes, you know, I certainly in no way, shape, or form support that guy. But one of the things that he said about setting precedent, you know, it could be the reason he hasn't stripped Houston of the title is because there's still a whole inquiry going on the Boston Red Sox.
And which could come out by the end of this week or maybe early next week.
Yeah, well, you know, if he went ahead and stripped Houston right now, and it turned out that Boston was just as, implied or, you know, guilty of cheating.
Sure.
Houston, he'd have to take Boston's championship, mm-hmm. too. So, you know, it's who knows what's really going on.
I'll tell you this, Larry.
Something has to happen.
I'll tell you this, Larry. If that's the case, let's just say hypothetically, you don't got control of your league. You do not then have any control of what's happening in your league. And you're the top person running the league. I know you're representing the owners, but in a sense, you're kind of the face of baseball right now. DA in Pasadena, you're on 710 ESPN. Go ahead, DA.
Hey, Alan, thanks for taking my call. And, you know, you're absolutely right. The chip's got to go. And the reason it's got to go is that what Manfred has done is make the trophy and make the chip just a piece of metal. And until that chip is taken away, then baseball is cheapened. But the trophy means nothing. And that's why the players are so angry, because Manfred made a wonderful trophy and a wonderful concept and a wonderful win just a piece of metal.
Right, so what are you playing for, right, DA? Like, what are all the sports? I mean, what's the point of this whole thing? And that piece of metal that he apologized, which it's just remarkable to me that he even said it to begin with, to where he has to come back. Like, the way he devalued the World Series in itself, and people can kind of skate around it and say, oh, but he meant this and he was implying that. The way he devalued it, what are you saying to your fans? What are you saying to the players? Just play for a piece of metal? Or play for what is supposed to be the most prestigious award in baseball? Doesn't get any bigger than that. You give out one of those a year. I can talk from an LA perspective, just being in this city for the last 10 plus years. That piece of metal means everything to Dodger fans. Everything. That's why Dodger fans are so upset right now, is because what you claim to be just a piece of metal is what they feel like they should have from 2017. And I'm sure there are a number of other, you know, baseball teams out there that are, they're struggling to kind of swallow this and to, I guess the best way I could put it is accept it, because that World Series means so much to them. That's the part that I have a difficult time with. You know, when LeBron James tweeted out a little bit earlier today, and I'm just paraphrasing here, talking about how if he found out another team did something to cheat their way to a championship, just how pissed he would be. This is everything to these players. And by the way, more than just the players, it's everything to the fans. You can't disrespect the fan base like that. You can't disrespect fans that are coming in. It's not cheap to go to a Dodgers game. It's not. The inconvenience of trying to get in and out of Dodger Stadium, it's not easy. And the price that you pay for parking and the price that you pay for the jerseys and you're buying the MLB pass, whatever the case is, it's not cheap. And everybody's doing it because at the end of the day, they're all striving for one goal, that piece of metal that you're talking about. I think that's part of the frustration that I have. That's part of the frustration that I think for a lot of fans have as well. There's certainly a lot of frustration from that perspective. Jess, how are we looking here? Can we take a couple calls here?
We got time to take a couple more calls. We always got time. Oh.
All right. Let's go to Arash in L.A. Arash, you're on 710 ESPN. Go ahead, bud.
Hey, guys. How are you? Love the show.
Thank you, man.
Hey, yeah, I wanted to actually compare this to what's going on in Europe with Manchester City.
Mm-hmm.
They were caught doing some financial overstating of sponsorship deals.
Were they banned for 2 years? They don't have a chance to win a chip now.
2 years that they're banned from the Champions League. That's mm-hmm. a death penalty in European soccer. I'd be all for a couple of years banning the Astros from postseason play, give them a little bit of a death penalty.
What do you think, Arash? You think the commissioner survives this thing, or do you think there's just a growing amount of heat? By the way, Arash, I personally don't feel like this is going anywhere, you know? And I
don't think it's going to go anywhere. I think he's just going to brush it underneath the rug and hope it goes away over time until, unfortunately, the next situation presents itself.
Yeah, it's going to be interesting how things play out. I mean, from a personal level, I will say that I've probably never been more into baseball than I am right now, and I'm into it for the wrong reasons. You know, it kind of has me following and listening to everything every player is saying. It has me interested in the sport much earlier than I would, generally be interested, but it's for the wrong reasons. I don't think it's going anywhere. I think this is just the start, and we're going to get some more information on what happens to the Boston Red Sox. And if you're a Dodger fan out there, I've heard Dave Roberts say this. I think I heard him this morning on the Dan Patrick Show talking about how he just wants to turn the page. He wants to get these players to think about 2020, think about their chances of winning an NBA championship or MLB championship. I keep saying that, NBA championship. I'm still too stuck on the Lakers. Winning a World Series. He wants them thinking about what that lineup's going to be with Mookie Betts, David Price in the rotation. That's what he wants, but man, that is a difficult page to just turn over. It's going to take time. Kirk Morrison, he's coming up next. Well, Kirk, this is what we're going to talk about, and I appreciate everybody that called in that first hour or so. We'll get into MLB baseball a little bit later in the show as well. I do want to transition. I got a lot of questions for Kirk Morrison. Some of it's on the new coordinators for the Los Angeles Rams, new defensive coordinator, new offensive coordinator, new special teams. I also want to hit on where some of these quarterbacks are going to land. Phillip Rivers, Tom Brady, we'll get his thoughts on all that. Stay right here. This is the Sliwa Show on 710 ESPN.